My name's Seth Gebo. I got into turkey hunting probably early 90s, actually, I think 1994, and that's about when I met Ron, hunting the neighboring property at my grandfather's house. Let me move this up a little bit. It's a little short. Awesome. Look at that. Test. So I was fortunate to do a lot of hunting with my grandfather growing up. I think I shot my first turkey probably around 95. It was probably the year after I met Ron. I got kind of a comedy story for everybody. So I had a couple guys come from Manhattan, from Japan. They wanted to bow hunt turkeys. Never shot guns before. I'm like, cool, I'm a bow hunter, I'll take you. So I roosted a bird, set up a blind, and these guys were quite a bit smaller than me. I mean, they were both probably barely 5 feet tall. So we fit in a blind perfect. Both had bows. I set a decoy up probably, 10 yards in front of the blind. I went through where to shoot a bird. They got their licenses. They were fully licensed hunters. Probably 8:30 rolls around, this bird just hung up in the woods, gobbling his head off. And they were just, I look over and their knees were shaking like crazy. They never heard such a thing in their lives. Turkeys were still goofy birds to them. Finally, about 8:30, the bird struts out to my decoy, starts attacking it, spinning around. I look, the younger one of the guys, like, I'll shoot first. Like, all right. So as soon as the bird turned away from us, I had him draw. I'm watching his pin. It's just, I reached over. I helped him let his bow down. I was like, let's give him a minute, see what he does. So finally, the bird got sick of it, started strutting a circle around the hen decoy and kind of slowed up. I looked over. He was breathing like a normal human being at that point. Guy draws back again. I was like, all right, let him turn sideways. The bird literally standing still, probably 3 feet from my strutter decoy. It's like, whenever you're ready, take your shot. Flap. I look over, there's an arrow sticking out of my strutter decoy. Longbeard's unscathed, walked away, gobbling his head off. I was like, that's enough for today, boys. So that's my story.